All right, so we're going to show you a steer in Midrasha in this week's parasha. Balos Hazaneros. About Motze Shinkat Moshe Masa Menoriot Mikokhe Mishkan. Right, Achar Kosh Brachu bad spot. Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty understanding the way the menorah needs to look more than all the other Kelim of Mishkan. Until Kosh Brachu Mame showed him. Bechem beparsus beim atzmei atar shem azulcha shetochlu etzel otochlu vera beetzba. He also had a problem understanding, you know, what the parsot of a kosher animal has to look like. At the split hooves, so that Kosher would project an image and showed him. Right. Bechem beerach achor zelchem. Also, you know, by the moon, what exactly what the new moon has to look like. Right, so Moshe just couldn't figure out the menorah. So Hashem just says, forget it. Just throw a piece of gold into the fire. It'll come out by itself.
Even though he showed him what it looked like.
Yeah, he still couldn't do it. He couldn't handle it.
Because he didn't show him the instructions?
Yeah, he showed him what it's supposed to look like. And Hashem said, you know, forget it. Just throw the thing into, throw a piece of gold in the fire. Said, that's what it said. Kaftoreu prachem v'gvia v'kaneha mimena hayu. Make bapatish? It was made by itself. So that's a posh shot, same shot. It was made by itself. The menorah made itself.
Must have been a lot of gold in there.
There was a lot of gold in there. Solid gold. Makbashu matzanatze. Kachol omer miksha ti aseh. Male with a yud. Ti aseh. Veloksiv ta aseh. Ko me'atzma ti aseh. The menorah is going to make itself. No, to Moshe ta kikar vashicholu Amar Moshe ribosham arei kikar betocha esh. Kshem shata rotze ken te'ase mia ken te'ase. God, however you want it to be, that's how it should be done. Miad yotzta menorah, menorah popped out. Asuya ketikuna mamash made, you know, kilchata with all the gvim and brachim. Came out mamash finished product.
Nice goal.
Right? Lefikach siv kemara sherashem et Moshe ken osa menorah ektiv kan ela ken osa stam umi osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefikach, so this is kemara sherashem et Moshe ken osa, this is a ken osa Moshe da menorah. Ken osa meaning God made it. It was made by God. Right? Think of Hamla Karish Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Im Izartim Yot Badikim Lefanai Ani Mishamer Nafshotecha. Mikol Davar Rosh. Shenim Shul Nefasho Kaneh Shemar Ner Shemishmalam. V'nemar Baalot Chasaneros. And therefore, guard your, if you keep the mitzvah of Hadlokat Ner Amaracha, I'm going to guard your lives. Right, because the Neshama is also called Ner. Ner Hashem Nishlam. So you do Baalot Chasaneros. Right? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect the Neshama. That's one medrash. Over here, the hardest part is to say, what's the Lefikach? And therefore, because of everything that we learned, the menorah made itself. So also, that's right. Yeah, yo, you keep the mitzvah of menorah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards your soul. Right? But now listen, right? Oh, so now, this was in the fourth medrash, this is Parsha. Right? In the 10th Medrash Zimri Parsha, it's a different, whole different story. Rabbi Levi Bar Abi Amar, Menorah Torah Yordah Ben Hashemayim. Om Shama Kosh Baruch Hu Moshe, V'yisitza Benan Zahav, Om Alo Ketzad Na'ase Ota, Om Alo Mikshat Ta'ase Menorah, Av HaBikan Din Kashe Moshe, V'yord V'shachach. Kosh Baruch Hu was in the mountain, yeah, he got the instruction from Menorah, came down from the mountain, forgot how to do it. V'om Ariboni Ketzad Na'ase Ota, Om Alo Mikshat Ta'ase Menorah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will repeat the parsha Miksha Ta'aseh the menorah, make it out of salt piece of gold, Kater Prochera, Vafo Piken Kashe Moshe, V'yorad V'shachach, came down from the Nevuah and forgot. Amar Ribono Shachachti Ota, Herolo L'Moshe, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu projected an image and showed to Moshe, Vodit Kasheba, Amalo Ureva say, he showed him, you know, Imam showed him step by step, projected instructions, right? Achato Minor Sheish, Viralo Asiata, even projected an image of fire of how to make the menorah, and still Moshe Rabbeinu had it difficult. Amalo Akarish Baruch Hu Lech Etzo Bitzalel, Vahu Yaselt. Go to Bitzalel, don't worry, Bitzalel will make it. Vamala Bitzalo, so he told Bitzalo, this is what I was told. Can you do it? Miyarasa. And Bitzalo immediately made it. No problem. Tell me Vamara ni kabra kashovi kashita vachilaita asita midatha. I Bakosh showed me like a whole bunch of times. And I still couldn't chop. And you, I just told you a few guidelines and you did it like that. Bitzel Kelayisa, Kishahera Ali Akkadish Baruch Hu. You must have been in the shadow of God when Akkadish was teaching me how to do it. The Fika Kishahara Beta Mikdash, and therefore when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nignaza HaMenorah. They weren't Matzliach to get their hands on a menorah. The menorah was hidden. Zechami Chamishram Shenignaz. This is the menorah, is one of the five things that were Nignaz, that the goyim couldn't get their later hands on. Ha'aron, it was Nignaz. Ha'menorah, Va'esh, and the miraculous fire was on his back. V'ruach HaKodesh, Va'akruvim. U'keshiyoshev HaKodesh Baruch Hu Berachamav, Yivne Beisa.
The Aron, the Kruvim, the same thing?
So it was detachable, so that's why we consider it like two. U'keshiyoshev HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Kshashva Kodesh Baruch Hu, Brachamav, Yivne Beisoy, Veicholo, and Akoshko will come in his mercy and build the base of Mikdash Hashlishi. Machzirim Lim Koman, the Sameach at Yerushalayim, Shinemar Yisusum, Midbar Vetzia, Vetagel Arava, Pavroach, Tifrach, Vetagel. These things allude to the, these five things allude to the five things that were Nignaz.
So the rumors that the Vatican has it is not, they're not true, according to this.
It says Nignaz. Where is this to be by Rishon by Cheney?
Stira.
God
made
it,
or did
it made by itself?
Thrown into the fire.
Right, there's a stira.
Maybe it was made by itself, but by when Bitzalo said, you know, this is this way we need to do.
Yeah, so is this stira, right? Seemingly, yes, Medrash says Bitzalo saw, and that Medrash says HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, you know, made itself. That Medrash says, Lefikach, right? Akash says, keep the mitzvah of Neros and I'll guard your lives. This Medrash says, Lefikach, when they came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, they couldn't find a menorah. Menorah's niggas. Well, Makash, in both cases, the Lefikach is, right? Achiyavo Akatu Vashlishi. There's third Medrash. Right? That hopefully will shed light. Yeah, Achavah Katavashlishi. Although there's many letters midrashim on the menorah. Zeshomar Katuv. Kiata Tayir Neri. Akash Baruch Hu, you should make my light, my candle shine. Amru Yisof Ne Akash Baruch Hu Ribono Shalom. Lener Lanu Ato Mer Shinayu Fanecha. Ato Oro Shalom. You tell us to light before you a menorah. You're the light of the world. You need our candles. Light dwells by a Kodesh Baruch. You need our lights. You need our menorah. You should. Well, we should light a candle for you. You should light a candle for us. Kiata tayir neri. Omem a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lo shani tzarich lachem. I don't need you. Ela shetayir li kederach she'arti lachem. Lama, lalot etchem b'fnei ha'umas, you omrim, ru'u, ha'ech yisro, me'irim, l'mi she'me'ir, Kola olam kula. I don't need your candles, but I want to give you covet. I want to give you covet in the face of the guy. The guy should see and be like, Am Yisrael gives light to he who gives the whole world light. I did it to give you covet. Right? And then the Medrash says an interesting mashal. Mashal ma'a dover doimeh. The pikeach v'suma shu ma'alchim baderech. A sighted man and a blind man, leading the blind man, were going in going down the road. Amalo pikeach l'suma, so the sighted man tells the blind man, the kishenikanes l'tocha bayit, tse v'hadlek li etzaner. When we get into the house, you're going to turn on the lights. That's a sighted man tells the blind man, listen, when we get inside, you're turning on the lights. I'm done. You turn on the lights.
Pikeach l'suma.
That's the Pekech Sol Suma. Simon tells Bab, when we get indoors, you light the candle. All right? Omar lo asuma, betolas, come on, guy. Kishayti badelach, atayita besamcheni. When I'm walking the road, you're the one who's supporting me, right? You're the one who's holding me up. Achi rechnasu l'tochabayit, atayita melavelti, and also until we got into the house, you're the one who was escorting me. V'akshav ata omer hadlek li etaner hazeh v'erli? You're my eyes, right? So like, what's this game that you're playing with me? I should light the candle for you and give you light. You're my eyes, you know, you're the one who takes me through the street, you'll be one who helps me cross the road, you'll be one who gets indoors and not trip over the steps to the house. So what's this game you're playing that I should give you light? Alright? Amar lo apikeach. Shelote machzik li toiva sheiti milavcha baderech. The kacha matcha early. Right? I don't want you to feel indebted to me. Right? Because I took you, around town, and that's why I say you give me light. Make you feel good about yourself. You give me light also. I was your eyes, you know, going around the road. Well, now you're my eyes. You gave me light. Kacha pikeach ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sighted man is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar enei Hashem heina meshotetot v'chol ha'aretz. V'asuma and the blind man El Yisrael. That's Klal Yisrael. Shenemar negashesha ki ivrim kir. We bump into the wall like, you know, we feel the wall like, like blind men. HaKadosh Baruch Hu manigo melem shenemar v'ashem ha'chavrem yomam ba'amud anan v'alayla ba'amud esh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like our escort in the desert. He was with the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. Kevat shabat ha'mishka HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'moshe v'amalo ta'iru li. Now you give me light. That's like being indoors in Mishkan, being indoors.
Don't be indebted to me.
All right, give me light. Shema balot chadero bishvil la'alot etchem. Balot chablosh and ali, I want to raise you up. Make you feel good about yourselves. You're giving me light also.
It's not exactly a dim in the mashal, though.
Yeah.
He's saying that in the Kiyach and Sumi, saying that he doesn't want to be Maksik Tova. So you don't feel indebted. That's not right. What the Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying. So you can be uplifted in front of the Goyim. It's a little bit different, no?
Yeah, I hear that. But, you know, I'm more focused on just the blind man lighting a candle for the sighted man.
Right. Okay.
The pillar. Because, you know, he's going to have to guide him with the match and guide and make sure that the man connects with the... Right?
Uh-huh. See where this is going.
Right? Right?
I guess it's good. I can imagine the scenery in my head. It's not going to come back well. It's going to be a disgust. A blind guy lighting a fire, not
the yeah, right. Yeah, letting a blind man, play with himself. Matches, right?
Right.
Now, so you understand that, he feels good about himself, but, you know, he's, you know, guiding him and, you know. A little bit to the left, right? You know,
maybe it depends on how blind the blind man really is. Maybe he has 5% vision instead of 100%. So when there's light on, he can see. But when there's no light, he can't see anything.
So I'll tell you what the key is to all these midrashim and how these three midrashim actually complement each other and they really are different pieces of the puzzle. right? What's the unit? Oh, candlelight. Candlelight is man-made light. God-made light is the sun and the moon. That's God-light. Candlelight, man-made. It's man-light.
Fire was born in Moshe Shabbos.
Right, but yeah, of course, we'll put it in the man to discover it. Fire, you know, Nair is man-light. Nair is man-light. As opposed to Shemesh, right? That's God-light. The Torah, the Pasuk says in Mishnah, Kiner mitzvah, the Torah or. So now the Mephoshim say, the Goyim says in that Pasuk, Ner mitzvah is Torah she ba'al peh. And Torah or is Torah shebechtav. Now let's think about this for a second, right? God light, which is the sun, he created it, right? It goes top down. Sun is in heaven, it's in Shemayim, and it goes lamala lamata. How does candlelight go?
Bottom up.
Bottom up. Flame. Baha'alotcha shete shalhevet ola me'aleha. Opposite direction. Bottom up. Fire rises. Sunlight comes down. Fire rises. Right? Right? The Torah Shebechtav is Divrei Nevuah, right? What gets put in the Torah Shebechtav? Prophecies. That's God speaking to the Navi, and then the Navi speaks up, goes top down. As I top down, also gets put in books. Torah Shebaal Peh. How's it work? We have a suffix. Right, we use the Yud Gimel Midot Shatar to dresh up him, or we use the Darke Hasvara and Gidrei Talmud Torah, and we're Mechadish Halacha, right? And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like it, everyone knows the famous story of Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus and Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar by Tanur Shachnai, famous Gemara Bava Metzia, and all the Chachamim. Where Tanur Shachnai is Tamei or Tahar. I forget who said what. That's right. So Reb Loz Ben Orkros was there. He was not given in. And Min HaShemayim Yochichu. So Basco came out. Malachem Etzo Loza B'ni Shalacha Kamoso B'kol Makom. Amar Rishua Raglav Amar Loba Shemayim. Right? That's Halacha. And Ma'asah Kosh Baruch Hu Tzachak v'amar nitzchuni banai, nitzchuni banai. My children beat me. No, but that's in Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? In Torah Shebaal Peh, where there's room to interpret the Torah, be mechadish. Right? So that's the light that we give. That's the candlelight. That's man's light. Right? And it goes bottom up. That means Shemayim, they have to be maskim to us. Lo bashmayim, they have to be maskim. Beit din shomal, as we mask him with Beit din shomata. So it goes bottom up, like fire, climbs. Right? But you have a, but we have a, but there's a problem here. But it's Torah. But it's Torah. And Torah is Dvar Hashem. So how could it be, right, that we produce Torah down here? It's God's law. We're making God's law for him. And that's the pshat nitkashe Moshe. Like, what was so difficult? Moshe may have found it, both Midrashim agree. He found it very, very difficult. Right? Because Moshe Rabbeinu knows that Torah can only come from Shemayim. He's one who brought from Shemayim to Eretz. He also brought down Chutzmir from the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. He also brought down Yud Gimel Midot Shatar Nedresh Ben and all the guidelines that we use.
In the Torah Shebaal Peh.
In the Torah Shebaal Peh. He brought them from heaven to earth. He knows it only comes from heaven. He knows the truth. That L'maaseh, it all comes from heaven. And that was the Koshi Moshe had. Because he just can't understand the end of Torah Shebaal Peh. And then all the other things that he says, he doesn't understand the Kiddush HaKodesh, he doesn't understand the parsis of the Behemah, right? You know, all these things, Hatzala Shoshbem, it's Kedusha in Olam Hazeh. Right, you know, Kedusha Chorsh Zal Pi Betin. If Betin is not Makarish Chorsh, and Yom Tov. And Yom Tov. If we lose the Luach, there's no Yom Tov anymore. Forget it. There's no Yom Kippur, there's nothing. It's Kedusha Chorsh is totally Al Pi Betin. Right? How, you know, the, what the animal, there's another Lashon in the Chazal that it was Nivkashen Machzit HaShekel. And of course, we had to show him Makbet Shesh. You understand how it's Kedusha and money. Right? You understand Kedusha comes from Shemayim. Because he's the one who brings Kedusha to the world. He can't get his head around it. That now, because he's on God's side of things.
His taina seems very, very similar to what the Yavanim were saying against Kol Yisrael.
What?
The Yavanim, they couldn't accept the whole, you know, Torah Shabbal Peh aspect, no?
Right.
So I'm saying, isn't that like very similar to...
No, but it's for a different reason, because he understands it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch. They can't understand.
They couldn't accept because he said you made this up. This doesn't exist. We only do what like, they're like Haraim in a way, but worse. They didn't even really believe in the original either. They right. wanted Malchus Yavan to take over, physical strength.
He can't get his head around it that Amita Shel Torah is in the hands of people. Because he knows it comes from Shammai. He knows it comes from Shammai. Right? Right. So now, you know, to understand where Moshe Rabbeinu is coming from, that's the Medrash, the third Medrash that we read, which is a Medrash actually in between the two Midrashot.
It still doesn't answer the question.
No, we're not at the answer yet, right? That's his koshi. Because he knows it all comes from Shammai. Otherwise, it's not Torah. Torah Shabbat is not saying a man made up. It's from Torah is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the definition of Torah. Torah is Dvar Hashem. And he knows that because he's the one who's so real with it, because he's the one who brought the Torah to earth in the first place. He knows it comes from there. It doesn't start down here. Right? Right? So this is what the Medrash says. Starting from the last Medrash first. Right? It gives unbelievable marshal about a pikeach and a suma. I want you to light a light for me. Right? You know, lo mi baya that well, you know, as the suma is taking a match to light the candle, you be sure that the pikeach, the sighted guy, is guiding him. Because otherwise it'll be a tragedy. Right? But the amazing is that the Summa can't even understand what he's doing. He can't even see. Like he's doing something that's so much bigger than himself. Because he's blind, right? He can't even see the light that he's producing. Like the process that he's involved with, that from afar, you know, the Pikech is guiding him. Right? But what he's accomplishing himself, he doesn't really even realize. That's a mushroom of what means Torah Shabbat Pez in our hands. Right? We're like blind people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping us from afar, and I that we can't even imagine what we're producing. What we're involved in is a lot bigger than us. We're producing Amita Shel Torah, right? With our little hishtadlus, our little concentration, our little amelus, and we're doing science so much bigger than ourselves. So much bigger than ourselves. We're like blind people making light. You know, it's light about Maush and Shemaim. They have to pass in the way we pass it because Loba Shemaim me. And we have no clue. We're doing something so much bigger than ourselves. Pushing buttons, pulling levers, and we're moving massive machines that we can't even imagine. That's the awesomeness of Torah Shabbat. And Moshe Rabbeinu, who knows the MS, just can't be mekabel. That Torah Shabbat Peh is in Knesset Yisrael. He knows it really comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Because he sees where it comes from. He sees what it really is. We're blind people. We think it's our own Svara. We're so blind, we don't realize that we're dealing with powers that are so much beyond us. Moving levers, and we're not even, you know, aware of what those levers are moving elsewhere. Like, we're involved in a process that's so much bigger than we are. and so much bigger than even where our imagination could reach. Like the Summa making light. You can't even see and appreciate what he's doing. So of course Moshe finds that difficult. Right? And there's two answers. Right? There's two nekudas to this. Right? I'll pee what the Chidush Arim says. Yagata umatzata tamin. If you strive and find, believe. Right? If you strive, you'll find. Right? Batuach. Right? Lo yagati umatzati al tamin. Yagati umatzati al tamin. Yagata umatzata tamin. Right? If you strive, you'll find. So I asked the Chidush Arim, Mitzia, the term Mitzia, the verb Mitzia, applies to finding. It's a Mitzia. You got it for nothing. You got it out of nowhere. Mitzia b'lashon yatsa. It came out of nowhere. Right? Yegia is that you tried to get it. You're going for it. So it should be yagata zachita. Yeah, you strive for it and now you merit it. No, you say yagata umatzata. Mitzia is out of nowhere. It's b'li yegia. Right? Right? So says the Chidush Arim, Yagata, you just do your Yegia. Umatza, but then Lama said the Hatzlacha comes out of nowhere. Koshu just gives it to you. It's a Mitzia. But you have to do your Yegia. But then Lama said, when it happens, it's a Kosh Baruch Hu just giving it to you. You got to do your part. And that's the Bechina of the first Medrash. The Akash will tell Moshe, listen, don't worry about it. Just, it's all alluding to the Mitzias of Torah Shabbat Peh, that the Ner Mitzvah alludes to. Torah Or is Torah Shabbat Chsav, Ner Mitzvah is Torah Shabbat Peh, the Or of Torah Shabbat Peh. Listen, just do your part. Throw it into the fire, it'll make itself. That's Yagata Umatzata. Right? It'll make itself. It'll come out of nowhere. Right? And that's the way it is in a certain way. Bibchina misuyemet. Right? In a certain way, that's the way it is.
Actually makes sense because it says yagata, it kind of sounds like you did it in the past, and then you found it in the future. It's not yagia umatzata.
Nice.
It kind of makes sense.
Yeah. That's nice. It's very nice. I always say about all the steiging that you do in the winter makes the chidushim you have in the summer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. Like you plant in the winter and you get it in the summer. Yeah. Nechon?
That's in this bechina is that he's being menachem Moshe Rabbeinu to an extent, saying don't worry. It's ultimately coming from the Kodesh Baruch.
Right. That's, you just do go through the motions. Right. But what's the lefikach? Haneshaman of Mushul in there. But Moshe Rabbeinu, even though it's coming from me really, 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 just like the blind man, even when he's lighting the candle, you could be sure that the sighted man is guiding him, right? And something bigger is happening than the blind man can ever imagine, because he can't even see what he's doing, can't see the light that he's producing. Right? But lefikach, but nonetheless, lefikach is meaning over, it's afal pi ken, right? You know, take the Yigia seriously. Take the Yigia seriously. Because the Neshama is also called Ner. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. Take the Yigia seriously. Because the bottom line is, right, this light that I really produce, that in a hidden way, Akash was really doing it all for us, right, that light is only Mofia through the Neshama. Lama kacha Kodesh Baruch Hu ratza. Right? Yet so lefikach really means afal pike. Even though you know it's all really me, but take it seriously. Take the yegia seriously. You know, you say it's a charade. Right? It's just an act. So what? Take it seriously. Why? Because on the Shema Meshul in there, Lama said this ore that really I'm producing, right? I'm only going to show that ore through the other. The candle that shines is Nishmas Adam. Because even though it's really me that's doing it all, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, still, afal pi ken, I still only do it through the neshama of the other. And therefore, take it seriously.
You have to work your neshama.
You have to really work. You have to do the amelus anyway. take it seriously, because I chose that as the kli. Right? So now the other medrash is explaining the way it looks to us. That again, Moshe Rabbeinu is the same koshi, because he knows it's all really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe Rabbeinu knows that it's all really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like he can't be masik the idea of Chidush Torah. Well, I'm Mechadish in Torah. He knows it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Bezalel, right? Bezalel can go ahead and make the menorah, right? And he calls it Betzel Kel. You're in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Now the shadow, it's a very interesting thing. Shadow follows the main object. The shadow doesn't do. You know your name is Bezalel, Betzel Kel Aisa. It's also the same idea, but you know, following through. Right? A shadow doesn't do anything me'atzmo. The prime object does it. Right? And the shadow just follows.
I get where you're going.
Don't you get it? You're a shadow. But Moshe Rabbeinu is not a shadow because he faces God. Your shadow follows you. Moshe Rabbeinu is not Batzel. He's Omed Ponim El Ponim Mul Ashchina. Asher Diber Hashem Ponim B'Ponim. Moshe Rabbeinu is not a shadow. He faces God face to face.
He was the epitome of Eved Hashem.
He's not a shadow. He's panim b'panim. He's face to face. Your shadow follows you. Your shadow's behind you, not in front of you. Moshe Rabbeinu is not a shadow. He's mul Hashem panim b'panim. So he can't be mas. But you know, Bezalel, Knesset Yisrael that has the Torah Shebaal Peh, we're shadows of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even though we think we're trying, we're there, we're out, we're amel, we're just shadows. He's doing all the movements and we're shadowing him. And that's how Machavin Ala Emes, because we're shadows. But the shadow doesn't know he's a shadow. The shadow thinks he's the real God.
He's a puppet in the play that doesn't know that.
But Moshe Rabbeinu's not a shadow, because he's only in the face of the Shechina.
That makes sense that he had all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael.
Yeah, he's punim b'punim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Knesset Yisrael that thinks they're making up Torah Shebaal Peh, they're just shadows, puppets. Like the shadow thinks he's the real guy, but he's following the motions that the prime object is doing. So you're a shadow. What you did is a lot bigger than you are. You're just shadowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't shadow God because I face him face to face. The shadow is behind. You're followed by your shadow.
So there was shayach for the shadow to make it,
right?
Be able to make it.
Right? Moshe Rabbeinu is not a shadow. The Torah Shebaal Peh shadows what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants.
In a sense, it's a chesaron to be put
yes.
upon him.
Well, it says that.
Copy the sinyan.
Right, because he's not a shadow, right? Right? He just sees it the way it is from God. But the shadow has to realize that what he did was a lot bigger than himself. He's just a shadow. Lefikach, when the goyim came and were machrav the bias, they couldn't find the menorah. The menorah represents the Or of Torah Shebaal Peh. We think we made Torah Shebaal Peh. God makes Torah Shebaal Peh. We're just a shadow. You know, we're shadowing God when we make the Torah Shebaal Peh.
Right? Because you're a shadow of God.
Right, that's why they didn't find it. They could destroy everything we made. They can't destroy what God makes. So everything that was miyukas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo ba'atzmo, they weren't able to find. The Eish that came miraculously from Hashemayim. The Oron and the crew, everything that's mityaches to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The base of Mikdash wasn't?
No, because it's just... It's our house that we built for HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The third one's supposed to be.
What?
We're talking about the Beis Hamikdash. The third one's supposed to be.
No, the Beis Hamikdash is like as if we built it for Hashem. Uh-huh. But these kelim, these five things represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo ba'atzmo.
That's why they're nignas.
That's where nignas. The goyim can't touch it. They can destroy what we made. They can't destroy what HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. And that's the lefikach.
I was thinking the next thing. Because you're shadow, because of bump, you don't know what you're doing. You think that you won't touch our bed. We promise you that if you light the menorah, we'll Ner Elokim Nishmasa.
Yeah, that's a Fikach the first Medrash. But yeah, of course they're related. And that's the Medrash of Parshas Baaloscha. Right, that the, you know, after Shavuos, Matan Torah, and after we internalize the Torah, we have the Koach of Torah Shebaal Peh to create for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to realize that that Koach of creativity comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if it would be human creativity, it wouldn't be Torah. So you know, it's a candle as opposed to sunlight. It's a candle, Neros. And it's being Ole, Milamata Lamala, Baalos Lasaneros. We have to still realize it's really from Him. And that's why it's Torah.
That explains a secular view on the Bible.
What do you mean?
It's a book of things and we have to criticize it. It's not possible that mankind can make up Torah. It can understand what Torah is about. Understand Torah is about Peh. Make a new meaning to whatever's written. It doesn't make sense.
Right. Right.
To them.
Right. So that what we're doing is we're blind men making light. When we're making Torah Shebaal Peh, it's a lot bigger than what we realize. We're involved in a process much bigger than us. We're just a shadow. And it's Yagata Umatzata. It's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it all, but it goes through us. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets us beat him. Because it's him beating himself. Because he wants it to happen.
Yeah, it was Klan the Medrash. It's really Banan and Spoonie. That's it.
Right.
I mean, he really had a different intention.
That's right, because he wants, the Maharal says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, that the Torah's mitparesh, larbe tamim, just like on earth, Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel. In Shammayim also, the Palmaya Shamala can have a different understanding than Am Yisrael, because Torah is belisov, so it could be mitparesh. But the Amitata Pirush, the Pirush that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bocherin, all the Pirushim are equally possible. He's Bocher in the Pirush that's Mofia Ayde Knesset Yisrael. Of all the possibilities that the Torah could play out in,
he chose. So every generation
means
something else.
Yes, and it does. Yes, yes. The Rambam writes that before Shilchus Mamrim, one Bezdin makes a drasha, it's Bacharshain. Another Bezdin that's not even if it's not called a Bechachma Binyan, wants to use that drasha for something else, the halacha changes.
Wow.
That's Rambam, Perak Beis, Milchus Mamri, Malachal. You don't have to be God of Bechach Minyan to overturn the Durabonim, because they made a Gzera on you. You can't throw the Gzera off unless you're bigger than they are. But Parshanut of the Torah, every door could do it every
year.
Right. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. He's Bocher in how the shot appears through the filter of Am Yisrael. And so it's Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam. That Ner that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is Nishmas Adam. Not the way the Malachim with the Palmaya Shomala types up. Not the way it types up in the Masifta de Rakia. The Torah's mitparesh in a lot of different ways. He's Bocher in the Pirush, the Ner Hashem is Nishmas Adam. He's Bocher in the Pirush that's Mofia the Nishmas Adam. But it's a Pirush of his Torah. And when we bring it out, Yagata Umatzasa, he's Mamtzi it to us. When we bring it out, we're like a shadow playing it out. What he really wants. The Omek HaRotzo is Mofia the Knesset Yisrael. That's amazing. And when it's like the blind man lighting the candle. What we're involved in when we pass on Torah Shebaal Peh, when we develop it, it's just a process so much bigger than what we could imagine.
It really is a charade.
Charade, but it's real because HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
He wants us to treat it real, but treat ultimately it is a charade that he's in
control. But it's still real because he's Bocher in the pshat that's Mofia, Ayidei Knesset Yisrael. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. That's his candle. He chose it as his candle.
Okay.
That needs a lot of beer and chum.